Welcome to the Movie Bench Quarterbacking Podcast. This podcast features geeks brought together by fate to discuss movies and all things geek culture. Enjoy the show.
Well, like I think I told you, I told my homie, I was telling her, last year was a horrible year for the movie theater releases because they were over flooding each other, putting out releases. They weren't giving their movies enough time to make money. They weren't giving them 2 or 3 weeks to grow. Every week they were putting out something new, stepping on their own toes. So and then they weren't promoting stuff. So I mean, I know because of the pandemic, everything got pushed. But you don't flood. You have to pace everything.
I think the timing was just weird for everything, because I'll still say, like, there's not a lot of movies out because we still had, like, old movies in the theater. We've been having more foreign movies and subtitles and stuff just to fill the space. So it's not like we've done had that many. We had a lot.
They flooded us this summer and spring. They flooded us with them.
Like, put it like this. There was a lot of spaces or in theaters and movies that normally would not be in the theater. Like, it was a lot of fillers. Like, in the holiday times, they had, like, a lot, you know, bringing back, you know, like Elf and things like that, just different movies. Like even now, they got like Lord of the Rings and all that, and the Two Towers and all that kind of stuff is coming to the, so there's not enough movies to really occupy all the space.
I think they're trying to give you familiar stuff that make you come back. Raiders of the Lost Ark. Mm-hmm. I mean, the new Indiana Jones film, it was decent, but it took too long to come out. That movie should have came out 5-10 years before. I'm serious.
Yeah, yeah.
You screwed up with that. You waited too long.
Yeah.
You waited too long to put that movie out. Yeah. That's why people didn't go see it.
I think it wasn't tonally right either. Sometimes you try to make that magic, and certain people could get away with that. Like Steven Spielberg, he has a way of capturing the magic. J.J. Abrams, even though he's hit or miss for the most part, he captures the magic. And you can't just have anybody on certain kind of movies. Even though James Gunn could be a mixed bag for people, he has a tone. He has a tone that he always hits. He does good with a grouping of a whole bunch of people, and everybody can't do that. And so just because you love something don't mean you're right for it. And I know James Mangold had good intentions, but I don't think that was a movie for him to be making.
What movie?
The Indiana Jones one you're speaking of.
Well, because allegedly they wanted to recast a young person. He's like, hell no. See, and once again, you should have did this film 10 years ago.
Yeah.
10, 15 years ago. You make a new version of The Color Purple and you put it out at Christmas time. You don't put that movie out at Christmas time. Christmas time is for feel good. That's why that movie's not doing well right now. You don't put that type of movie out in December.
Really, you would, because that's when people have free time, and usually after the holidays and stuff like that.
Not that type of film.
Yeah, it's not a summertime either. It's not a summertime either.
Maybe spring.
Spring is blockbusters, because we have blockbusters starting in February. February, March, and April, that's when we have stuff like John Wick and all the rest of, and all the superhero movies. They start
March. The fall. You don't put that. It's not a Christmas movie. Do you want to see that movie at Christmas time?
I don't want to see it in general. Yeah, but also that's a dated movie too. It's almost like doing a Four Tops documentary. It's like you will have older folks watching it, but the folks that's under us, they're not interested. And I don't think Color Purple about is that modern enough for our audience nowadays. I don't think, no. Like a 16-year-old, they have nothing to do, not even if it's a blockbuster or not, but even that type of movie, they would sit there and watch that kind of movie.
You could put that out in the fall and it was nothing to watch.
It still wouldn't change. A certain age range would not be going to that movie anyway. It wouldn't be hit by everybody. It wouldn't.
I don't care how good your movie is, you got to put it out at the right time or you could forget it. You can have a great movie, but if you don't put it out at the right time to catch it, you might as well not put it out at all.
Or if you don't have the audience for it. Certain movies are not going to be, it's almost like the Indiana Jones thing. Because even though people saw it, like regardless of when it came out, it still The only reason why it would have been more, made more sense to come out earlier, it would have been more people in an age range who would still be able to go see it and appreciate it. But still, yet again, that's another situation of 16-year-old, like my kid, wouldn't, and her friends, they would not be thinking about going to Indiana Jones. They wouldn't think about going to Color Purple. They wouldn't think about going to go see, you know, any other movie they're trying to do now. So those kind of movies and those kind of, those are hard to push unless you have some kind of angle. And sometimes the angle is, we'll put a young actress that you like in it. And sometimes that's not even good enough because the story is so far removed from their way of living that it wouldn't do any good. So some of those movies are just a hard sell anyway.
But December is for blockbusters. December is for Christmas movies and major kids movies and blockbusters. That's what December's for. That's what December's always for. You know, it's going to be like some John Wick, some Harry Potter, some Star Wars, some Little Mermaid. It's going to be something big. Not that. Not Color Purple. Oh, hell, December? Are you serious? But anyway, sorry, I digress.
I think it's just a weird time for movies in general. I think that...
Some people say there's hero fatigue. Maybe there is hero fatigue.
I think it's the movies. I think the movies aren't on point like they should be. I think that they're not meeting expectation. Because even Marvel, you know, they were doing well in spite of until they start kind of hitting some bumps with some stuff. Well, to be honest, like the Marvels, like I was surprised it was as good as it was, to be honest. Now, do I think it's like one of, do I have it on the same level as the other Marvel movies? No. But I'm thinking like I might have felt better about it because I was expecting so much worse.
I saw it twice, bro. I love that film.
But I thought it was good. I liked it better than the first one, but I didn't like the first one. So I thought this one was more entertaining. But is it on the same level of it? No, it felt like a Disney princess movie with superpowers. It didn't feel like Iron Man. It didn't feel like Winter Soldier. It didn't feel like, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy. It was fine, but it was just like, if that movie would have been on Disney Plus, it would fit with the Ms. Marvel TV show. More so.
I love that TV show.
Me too. But I'm saying it fit more with the TV show than it would the other Marvel movies, to me.
Yeah. Well, I think Endgame was so good. They did such a great job with that film. It just seemed like there was nowhere to go but down after that. I feel like maybe they should have took some time off. They need to maybe put out one, maybe two movies a year right now. I think there was such a climax with that. The whole world watched that and loved it. We got to see Chadwick one last time. And it was just, we just felt good about that movie. And after that, it's just like, well, where do we go now? We got lucky with No Way Home. And that was Sony Marvel. That wasn't even Marvel. That was Sony Marvel.
I think what happened, it had a bigger role in their current situation was more or less, to me, and not being messy by saying this, but I definitely feel like it was more like an agenda driven versus story driven. Because if it was straight story driven, with stories that you know are popular and worked, with characters and stuff you know that worked versus characters you're trying to fill into a slot, there's so much stuff, there's so much content that's been done, comics and animation that could have been translated into characters now. Like, why was the Marvels a priority over Blade? You know what I mean? So certain choices is happening, you know what I mean? So some of this stuff, I think they're trying to tick boxes versus what's the best story to say now and what connects best with what we're trying to say now in this new phase. And so I think that they're just trying to, like I said, tick boxes, and I think because of that, they're not giving us what they know that folks want versus what they want to give you, and you're just gonna love it because we put our label on it. It kind of feels like that.
Well, yeah, you gotta be careful that you're not getting into quantity over quality, because that's what's starting to happen now.
Right.
So you want to scale it back and make sure you focus more on the quality of it than the numbers of it, because. Right. Yeah, I mean, because...
And then play to your base, too. Play to your audience. It's almost like you can't disregard the person who got you to the dance. If they drove you there, now, that don't mean you owe them anything, but also, it's kind of like, come on. Like, the stuff that's been coming out lately, who's been asking for that? Not me. And I'm the one that liked their stuff. You know, it's like...
I mean, I was excited about the Marvels, and that's one of the films I loved from them last year. Yeah. Ant-Man was okay. Okay. I had issues with that. It was Part three was, I had issues with that. But I had less with Marvel's. So I was more excited to see that one, and that delivered for me. But you're right, though. Was there some kiddie parts to it that was kind of Disney princessy, like the singing stuff?
So
without that.
So like with Ant-Man, where they're trying to get rid of Ant-Man and replace him with his daughter. They got Thor, and he's a joke. And then they
was horrible.
But I'm saying they go from Thor, and it's about Thor's daughter, right? Agenda. So everything is I got a daughter, so I'm not trying to be messy, but it's kind of like, I didn't go to this movie to go watch Thor's kid. I didn't go to watch Ant-Man's daughter. I didn't go to go see Kamala Khan. You know, it. But think of the movies we went to go see and what we end up kind of getting. We went from Thor. We went from, no, not that Thor. We went from Ragnarok. We went from Iron Man. We went from, you know what I mean? So we went from Black Panther. We went from, so all these movies, right? Yeah. And now it's just like, who asked for this? Who asked for this? Yeah. So
made Thor into a single dad.
Just let him go. Just if you have no more stories to say about Thor, let him go.
And what was the point of making her Thor just to have her die? It was fucking horrible.
To me, it felt the same way with Star Wars when they were just trying to show the new characters like Rey, but then he's trying to push out everybody else. Like, okay, you're gonna love this new character, and we're gonna kill off the one that you love, or we're gonna make him look bad. It's kind of like, don't put him in a movie then. If you want to push this, push it and then see how it goes. But don't destroy my thing that I like in the same thing as your thing that you're trying to replace it with. That's kind of like, unless you got like a nice natural transition or some kind of thing where the person is teaching the other person. It wasn't like, just because, and I've seen it before where you have like the young person with the old person, the old person pass the torch and whatever, and it's done respectfully. I never felt like they was trying to get rid of Obi-Wan because Luke was there. You know what I mean? They got pulled away. They wanted to be together. We wanted to be together. And it was like a natural kind of thing that really moved the story along because it happened. It wasn't like all of a sudden Luke don't care no more and just throws the lightsaber. And then you got this new, yeah.
Yeah, man.
There's better ways to do it if you're gonna do it, but
I agree with you.
But don't disrespect my thing just because you don't want it there anymore. If you don't want it there, don't play with it. Don't play with it. Just do your thing.
You love me or leave me alone. I'm with you on that.
That's it.
Yeah, love me or leave me alone.
Let it go. Summed up well. So.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. No. Yeah. Exactly. You show out the love it deserves,
or leave it.
Don't mess with that at all.
Yeah. No. It's fine.
I agree with you. Just garbage.
Yeah. So. But it's amazing how the same thing happened to Marvel. Same thing they did to Star Wars, on various levels.
Yes, and I have to go back and finish Andor. I heard that was good.
Loved it. Loved it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I can't wait to finish that. Loki season 2, I enjoyed that.
Me too. I enjoyed it too.
Yeah, so I'm just like, you did that right, and that was on damn streaming.
Yeah. I think because it was already done for the most part, I think. Yeah. And the person that they had was a good showrunner and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then the whole thing with Jonathan Majors, that whole mess. And
yeah, that's another conversation.
Yeah. I thought he was in there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he did a good job with that.
Hey, it's Jay. Be sure to check out past and future episodes of this show, available now on all streaming platforms. If you'd like to hear more from us, please check out my other podcast entitled Jay's Other Podcast, along with Captain Keith's other podcast entitled Clef Signs, spelled KLEFSIGNS, which are both now available on all streaming platforms.